Hi, I'm Allison Kulo.
Hi, I'm Roger Goldman. Welcome to Mountain Money.
We are joined by Brian Reeder from Vessel Kitchen. Vessel Kitchen is Park City's go-to fresh dining option, and they're celebrating their fifth anniversary. After setting up shop in Park City just five short years ago in hopes of bringing a new style of dining to the community they love, co-founders Nick Gradinger, Brian, who's with us, and executive chef Ro Levy are thrilled with the reception and loyalty to their passion project they have received. Over the last year alone, they have overcome the odds of operating in the food service industry through this global pandemic, and they're looking to the future to continue pursuing their dreams. Not only did they shift their business model to increase takeout and delivery options from about 30% to over 70%, but they also proudly stood by their staff and ensured that not one single team member was laid off. We're excited to welcome Brian to the Mountain Money. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you so much for having us.
Okay, so let's go back to the start. Tell us a little bit about the start of Vessel Kitchen and what did you view as being different about your paradigm?
Sure. I think when we first started, our goal was to fill a niche that just hadn't been in Park City so far. Nick especially, I was working up at Montage Deer Valley. Nick was down in Kimball Junction and was going to Whole Foods every day and spending, mortgaging his house to buy lunch and realized that there was just this kind of hole in the market for something that was fresh. It was delicious. It was, a quality product and a really good value that we, really intentionally wanted to be a local restaurant before we were a tourist restaurant, which I think is kind of opposite of where a lot of people go in the market that we're in, for sure.
I also think that the way you present food or how you serve food is unique versus what you typically see in a restaurant. Do you want to explain that to the listeners if they haven't been to Vessel?
Yeah, it's funny because Nick, Roey, and I love to ponder the various kind of forks in the road, probably way more than we should. And I'd say we went back and forth on whether or not to do china plates and cloth napkins and, real glassware and what have you. Probably 100 times, not exaggerating. I mean, it was, do we do a dishwasher? Because if we don't do a dishwasher, we have to do all to-go ware. And so we just oscillated back and forth on that. And ultimately, I think we wanted to be something that found that better balance of, it doesn't feel like kind of a cheap takeout meal. It feels like something where you're going and you can actually sit down and still have a bit of an experience without necessarily breaking the bank. And I think we've been really happy with kind of where we've gone with that, where instead of it being, we're just kind of this quick stop, where instead it can be, people come in for a business meeting or for a family lunch or whatever it is. And we have been very, very grateful that we appeal to so many niches right now.
And one of the interesting things about the way it's laid out is you go into the store and there's a wall with a menu on it. Mm-hmm. But I always find myself walking around to look at the various food because you can see everything.
Yep.
Before you make your order. And I think that's an attractive thing. And again, the price point you've hit, I mean, it is not significantly more than going to Subway and getting a sandwich, a bag of chips and a soda.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about how are you able to do that with fresh food?
It's a challenge for sure. And I think that we've been able to hit that because we were very thoughtful initially about the product we brought in, the quality of product, because we, I come from fine dining and from kind of, food and beverage at Montage and owning restaurants prior, and have always really, I think, prided ourselves on that quality of product amongst us. And so I think our goal was to potentially sacrifice a little bit of that margin that you'd see at a full service restaurant in favor of the speed and kind of that balance of value that we have. So for us, our labor model is certainly leaner than a typical full service restaurant, where we don't have to have nearly as many cooks in the kitchen, but we can still provide that fresh quality. And also, I think Roey has done a fantastic job of researching and testing and really understanding, how long can something sit before we're unhappy with the quality, or, if it's a hot batch or cold or whatever that is, and how do we find that, balance of batch size.
And it's amazing as you're describing all these small conversations that need to take place in order for things just to happen. I know that there's three owners of Vessel Kitchen, and my question goes to, have they been the same owners the whole time? Kind of what brought you guys together? And I know that you and Roey have a restaurant background, but I believe Nick is a ski coach.
So Nick actually, Nick was in marketing for a lot of years. So Nick was over at Athletic Republic as a chief marketing officer. But oddly enough, we have this kind of reverse dynamic where neither Roey or I went to school for food and beverage, but we both were in it from a super young age and just always grew up in it. Nick actually went to school for food and beverage and then immediately went into the marketing world afterwards. So we have kind of this reverse dynamic a little bit. So Nick and I met in January of 2016. A mutual friend introduced us and sat down and kind of went through a deck he'd created a number of years prior. And both, I think, had the same interest in what we were going to create. And I had been in Arizona for a while and seen, concepts like Chop Shop and some other like kind of salad-based concepts. And then as we kind of built a little bit of momentum and started looking around at different offerings, we realized kind of how needed this was, and also how big the lack was, not just in Park City, but in Utah in general. There are only a couple of concepts that are even close to where we are, as far as just kind of the style and the dining style and the food quality and the preparation. So met each other in January of 2016, brought Roey on in about June, July of 2016, and then opened in August. So it was a pretty, quick kind of transition. And we, the three of us have been together the entire time. I was at Montage for about 18 months afterwards, kind of playing, in finance up there, and then helping at the restaurant as I could and kind of dealing with the administrative side. Nick has always handled the brand and kind of the marketing and helped us scale in that regard. And then Roey's always handled the food. And then we have an amazing investment group that's also all local, that took the risk on us, kind of store one and stores two through four. And so all of us have been together since before we opened.
So the passion that you bring to maintaining quality is sort of evident as you're talking to us. Talk a little bit about the challenge presented by opening more than one store and maintaining that quality level across the institution.
Yeah, it's a great question, or a great conundrum that I think every restaurant in the world tries to solve. We're actually in the process of opening a central kitchen at the moment, that'll be both a takeout location as our fifth location, as well as a central kitchen that'll, be able to scale up on batch size, take advantage of some economy of scale with product purchase and labor and what have you. And so, I think especially during the pandemic, so we opened our fourth location in May of 2020. So it was kind of mid lockdown and everything's going on, and so I think as we did that and realized there's still this huge place in the market for us. Certainly, I think in the last 5 years, our goal has been, how do we hire and train a staff that can consistently produce that quality of product, that understands what we're trying to do and that has the instruction and the work necessary. And then I think going forward, it's how do we build scale and also automate as much as we can with the labor shortages we've seen and with the challenges, especially on the culinary side. How do you mitigate that and start to overcome those problems?
So does Roey go around and sample the food at all? I mean, is there a lot of physical sort of cross-checking that goes on?
So we've had a structure in place where we do have chefs. So we have Roey, and then he has kind of his culinary team that's both salaried and hourly. Chef, sous chef, lead cooks. So we have this kind of hybrid of a fast casual front of house where it's very much, how do we get throughput and get turn time and get people kind of in and out and hopefully happy with the quality of product in that time frame. And then in the back of the house, it's how do we almost look at it like a full service kitchen where we're producing a big enough batch size to accommodate what we're looking for, that balances quality of product and fresh with that, with that that ability to scale and not have to have 38 cooks in the back running around and, kind of consistently chopping whatever that vegetable is.
We really do want to thank you for spending time with us this morning. We've been speaking with Vessel Kitchen. They are celebrating their fifth anniversary this year, and we've been talking with Brian Reeder. And you've been listening to Mountain Money. We'll be back right after this.
We only wish you'd brought us samples.
Oh, that's true. You've been listening to KPCW's Mountain Money. If you enjoy the show, make sure to leave a review, no matter where you listen.